Danske Spil maintains upward trend in third quarter results. Danish national lottery operator Danske Spil has reported a revenue of 3.69 billion Danish kroner, 431.6 million pounds per $528.7 million, for the third quarter of the year. The figure was up 2.4% compared to 3.60 billion Danish kroner in Q3 2022. Danske Spil's third quarter continues the upward trend the operator has experienced in its first two quarters of the year. The operator attributed this growth to the ongoing success of its lottery operations. Revenue trends in Danish gaming. Danske Lottery Spil continued to be the primary source of revenue, generating 2.07 billion Danish kroner, a 3.1% increase from last year. According to the operator, the growth was driven by higher Eurojackpot sales, fueled by larger jackpots and the addition of new Tuesday draws. Danske License Spil, featuring the operator's online casino and sports betting offerings, posted a revenue of 1.21 billion Danish kroner, a decrease of 1.6% year-on-year. While its casino segment showed improvements, sports betting experienced a decline. Danske Spil confirmed that its responsible gambling initiatives, like the implementation of lower deposit limits, contributed to these trends. Danske Class Lottery, also known as the Class Lottery, reported 183 million Danish kroner in revenue, surging 39.7% year-on-year. Additionally, the Swoosh Fantasy Sports platform earned 11 million Danish kroner in revenue, up 10.0%. However, the operator's gaming hall business, Elite Gaming, declined 2.7% to 217 million Danish kroner compared to last year. Third quarter expenditures. Regarding operational expenses in Q3, state taxes were one of the highest costs for Danske Spil at 477 million Danish kroner. The operator also spent 318 million Danish kroner for dealer commissions, and 197 million Danish kroner went into other gambling-related expenses. Personnel costs for the quarter were 273 million Danish kroner, depreciation and write-downs amounted to 153 million Danish kroner, while various other external expenses gulped 544 million Danish kroner. After factoring in an extra 26 million Danish kroner in other income and 7 million Danish kroner in financial income, the pre-tax profit stood at 1.76 billion Danish kroner, which Danske Spil noted is an increase of 8.6% compared to Q3 of the previous year. Following a tax payment of 387 million Danish kroner, the operator concluded Q3 with a net profit of 1.37 billion Danish kroner, an 8.5% rise year-on-year. Danske Spil maintains its unchanged guidance for the full year, anticipating revenue to range between 5 billion Danish kroner and 5.2 billion Danish kroner for the 12-month period ending December 31st. The operator also expects net profit to be between 1.7 billion Danish kroner to 1.8 billion Danish kroner.